Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. And hey, Sarah, who's this new girl?
I think she said her name was Pam.
Pam.
Hi.
Okay. Welcome, Pam.
Thanks.
Look who's back. Back again. Pam is back.
Hey, wasn't it his birthday
recently?
Tell
a friend. Look who's back.
Yes.
Look who's back. Look who's back. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squatch it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
So, yes, I'm your guest today. Is that where we kind of went off?
Yeah. I think Pam is our guest today.
Yes.
Pam's been gone so long.
Yeah.
We will welcome
her back.
She's
here now.
By welcoming her as our guest on today's podcast. Is that cool with you, Pam?
Cool.
All right, good.
Cool.
All right, before we talk to Pam, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, October 23rd.
Community members are invited to gather at the Longley Bridge near Veterans Memorial Park tomorrow at 4 p.m. for a public remembrance gathering to honor those impacted by the tragedy of October 25th, 2023. We Remember signs will be available along with a sign-making station, candles, and remembrance bags. Participants are encouraged to stand together or to drive by and honk in support as 24 hours of remembrance begins. More information is available at onelewiston.org.
The City of Lewiston announced upgrades are underway at Samard Payne Memorial Park. Improvements include additional parking spaces, a reconstructed, widened, and extended beach street, and modern lighting, benches, tables, and landscaping. There will be no parking on Beach Street during construction.
Auburn's Director of Public Services, Eric Cousins, will lead a meeting of the United New Auburn Association to discuss Auburn's Riverwalk project and the removal of the Littlefield Dam. The meeting will take place on October 28th at 6 p.m. at Raleigh Steiner.
And a stage adaptation of Stephen King's Misery will open at the Public Theater in Lewiston tomorrow. The performance will mark the 35th season of the 315-seat theater and will run through November 9th. For tickets and more info, visit thepublictheater.org.
How about the weather?
Let's talk about the weather!
Weather
is the best! Is the best weather.
A mixture of sun and clouds today with a high of 56 and a low of 41. Cloudy with some evening showers tomorrow, high of 56 and a low of 39. Partly sunny on Saturday with highs in the low 50s.
And sports. The Celtics lost their opener to the Philadelphia 76ers 117-116. That's a close game. Boston will visit the New York Knicks tomorrow night.
Basketball history was made last night as Maine's Cooper Flagg officially became the first Mainer to play in an NBA game. The number one overall draft pick scored 10 points and grabbed 10 rebounds as his Dallas Mavericks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 125-92.
Oh, boy. Well, the Bruins have lost 5 straight and will host the Anaheim Ducks tonight at 7.
Going for 6.
Woohoo!
So much for that Stanley Cup.
I know. They were on a 3-game winning streak, and Pam and I were talking Stanley Cup.
We jinxed it.
That's right.
Look what you did.
Blame us. The Lewiston Maniacs will face off against the Connecticut Chiefs tonight at 7 p.m. at the Colossae. It's Lewiston Strong Night. Fans wearing Lewiston gear or blue clothing will receive free admission.
The Maine Nordiques host the Rochester Junior Americans tomorrow at 4 p.m. and Saturday at 7 in Auburn.
And the first place, 5-2 Patriots, will host the 2-5 Cleveland Browns on Sunday afternoon. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 23rd, shall we?
Yeah.
Alrighty. We have three today. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up.
Okay.
Singer Dwight Yoakam is 69 years old today. He is a country music star. He's won 2 Grammy Awards and 1 Academy of Country Music Award.
Mm.
His 1993 album, This Time, was his most commercially successful. It was certified triple platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. He's also an actor, and he's been in several movies, including Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds is 49 years old today. Deadpool himself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember him on a television show from way back when that took place in Boston.
Really?
Is it 2 guys and a girl?
Yep. And a pizza place was the name of it.
2017, that was a big year for Ryan. Time included Reynolds in its list of the 100 most influential people in the world. He also received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in that year. And in 2010, he was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Woo!
Rounding out FPBs for October the 23rd is the one and only Weird Al Yankovic, who is 66 years old today.
What a career
Incredible career. One of his songs?
His mom must have been like, oh boy.
What are you doing with that accordion?
Never.
Leave me alone, Mom. I've
been so nervous for his future.
Al's career started officially in 1976 when he was 16 years old. One of his comedy songs aired on the Dr. Demento radio show.
Yeah.
And since then, he has sold over 12 million albums and recorded over 150 parody songs and original songs and has performed over 2,000 live shows.
Some of my favorite parodies of his are the Michael Jackson ones.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson ones are good. He's also been turned down a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
By artists. Yeah.
That's surprising at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beck turned him down as Al wanted to parody the song Loser into Schmoozer. And Beck said, since I regret denying him permission to do it, I think it would have been an amazing video. I'm actually really sad it didn't happen. Prince turned Weird Al down.
That does not surprise
me.
No, not at all.
He took his music very, very seriously.
Yep. Yeah.
Which song, do you know?
Yes. Yankovic repeatedly tried to get Prince to sign off on a comedic take of Purple Rain.
No.
He was going to call it Yellow Snow.
No! No wonder Prince said no.
Yellow Snow.
And a Beverly Hillbillies themed redo of Let's Go Crazy. And Prince was not having it.
No.
Paul McCartney turned down Weird Al as Weird Al wanted to parody Live and Let Die into a song named Chicken Pot Pie.
No, that would have been so good.
But Paul is a steadfast vegetarian and said, nope. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
By the way, Pam, we received kudos from May Nordique's Captain Damon Myers, who was here last year, and he was here yesterday when we played all of our new jingles, and he was very impressed.
Nice.
He's like, you guys are upping your game. And I'm like, just like you, Damon, you guys try to get better every year, so do we.
We sure do.
That's
We've
great.
Added OTDs.
Yeah. After each show, we go into the locker room and Pam yells at us, and then we come out and we make the show better.
We'll do it better next time. We'll get him next time. 21 years ago in 2004, Ashley Simpson got caught lip-syncing on Saturday Night Live. Within days, she blamed it on the dreaded acid reflux.
Of course she did.
Oh, my acid reflux.
It took some days to come up with that excuse.
Well, I mean, she had to get her PR team together and be like, how do we get out of this? Who's got the best idea?
Yeah. 24 years ago in 2001, Apple debuted the first iPod.
How about that?
So yeah. Crazy.
Changed the world forever.
Do you remember the little shuffle?
Yes.
And, like, little wheel?
Yeah.
My boss gave me the first iPod because he was like, I don't know what to do with this thing. I'm never going to use it. And he's like, do you want it? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I had one.
So cool. It was big and blocky and heavy.
Mine was like smooth and rounded, so I bet it wasn't the first one. Mine might have been like the second or third. 27 years ago in 1998, Pleasantville was released, starring Tobey Maguire and Reese Witherspoon. You might actually really, really like that one. It starts out in black and white, and then as the characters develop their own thought, it's like set in like a 1950s television sitcom, like Think Leave It to Beaver, where everything is perfect.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then as they actually come to the realization that not everything is perfect, they start to turn color. It's fascinating.
Wow.
It's a really good movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen it beginning to
really,
end.
It's really, really good. 84 years ago in 1941, Dumbo premiered in New York. The animated Disney classic cost $812,000 to make. And 115 years ago in 1910, Blanche Scott became the first woman to fly an airplane by herself. She flew over a park in Fort Wayne, Indiana, just 12 feet off the ground.
All right. Still flying.
She's still flying. Still terrifying if you crash.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 23rd.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Never accept free samples from curbside or parking lot vendors. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Our guest has suggested that we do a Rupert's Beverage and Redemption tasting tip.
I love that idea.
You always love that idea.
Yeah.
It's your favorite idea in the world.
What do we have left? I know we still have that Fireball, don't we?
We do. We have Fireball Blazin' Apple, and we have Baxter Oktoberfest.
Didn't they give us a THC drink? Did that already?
They sure did. We got the...
I mean, not that I want
there is, but... Goodland Extracts Root Beer High Soda, Delta 9.
Do you want me to use my tiny decision app?
Oh.
You have a decision app?
Oh, yeah, because Kevin and I cannot make decisions.
That's such a good idea because this isn't an important decision and you should reserve your energy for important decisions. What does it say?
I don't know. I haven't spun yet. You want to spin?
How do you spin?
Just touch.
Touch the middle?
Yep. And the decision is
Fireball.
Does anybody have a Fireball story?
I've never in my life had Fireball.
What?
I didn't open it all the way.
I just can't.
I've never had it.
I've tried it once.
I never had it. This is a new experience.
I'm so disappointed in
us. I'm sorry. We're sorry.
So.
I don't have my glasses. Can somebody please clarify the alcohol content of the Blazin' Apple Fireball? I'm not misreading that. It is 33%. Stop it.
Are you serious?
I'm cereal. 33%. I'm not going to get anything done today. What tempted them into making a Fireball Blazin' Apple?
You know how some alcohol websites make you put your birth date in?
Yes.
It just says
Fireball's like, are you of legal drinking age? Yes or no?
They don't care.
They don't care.
What if you said no?
It takes you to a page that says, why didn't you click yes?
Here's the same information, just a different page.
Yeah. We are sampling Fireball Blazin' Apple, and this is
whiskey.
33% ABV whiskey with natural flavors, spicy and sweet with a twist of juicy green apple.
Oh, boy.
So on their website, it says, introducing Fireball's first new flavor, Blazin' Apple. Kick-ass whiskey combining our classic red-hot cinnamon with new crisp green apple.
This is going to make me...
Tastes so good, it's sinful. This smells really good.
It smells really good.
Are we cheersing?
Let's cheers.
Damn it. Cheers. Thank you, Rupert.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Here we go.
How do we... Aw. Well, then.
I actually like it better than the regular Fireball.
Yeah, it doesn't burn the back of your throat. Like, I thought it was going to...
Yeah, for 33%, that's actually pretty smooth.
It's really sweet.
And
it's
you do get plenty of apple taste in there.
Yeah, it's not... It doesn't burn like I thought it was going to. Like
ignite your taste buds.
Second sip hits different.
Yeah?
Yeah, do it again. It just suddenly feels much sweeter.
I get more Fireball and less apple in the second sip.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think maybe drinking out of the nip bottle might give it a little... Right?
Maybe.
It changes.
It feels very Maine.
The container that you're drinking out of.
Sure.
It's perfect for this time of year.
It is.
It is good for this time of year. Again, this is another one where Rupert sort of nailed the sitting around the bonfire drinks. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, if you're outside and it's cold, like, this would be a great one to
warm up.
To warm up, yeah.
It'll warm you up.
Yeah, like if you're going to go do the haunted walk and you want to not be so scared, too.
We mentioned to Pam before we started recording that Sarah and I don't have a whole lot of experience with Fireball. I think I've tried it once in my life.
There was a neighbor when I lived in Texas that really loved Fireball. Mm-hmm. It was like her thing. People love their Fireball, even in Texas. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities between Maine and Texas.
Yeah. Fireball has some suggestions of how to make a cocktail from their blazing apple.
Austin apple shot.
Yeah, Austin apple shot is equal parts Fireball and cranberry juice. Mm. That sounds all right. The leaf blower is 2 ounces of Fireball apple, 1 ounce of lemon juice, and a little bit of maple syrup.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Bananas Foster Child.
That's equal parts Fireball, 99 bananas or banana liqueur, and creme de coco liqueur. So it's a bit of banana, chocolate, and apple all mixed together. That sounds actually kind of interesting.
That would be a good dessert drink.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's sweets still, obviously, but
you could
yummy.
A highball apple. 1.5 ounces of Fireball apple, an ice cold club soda, and a splash of pineapple juice. I want to know where you guys were when the Louvre was robbed, because I don't trust you.
Do you know Kirkdale Clark was there?
No.
Yes, he was on the news.
Stop.
Yes.
Did he rob the Louvre?
He was literally, I think they were saying he was in the next room.
Listen.
And he had to evacuate.
Of all the people I know, that guy is the most likely guy.
To rob
the Louvre with a bunch of Muppets. Is that not right? That guy.
Mark doesn't know what
I can't.
To say. He's speechless.
I can't include this on the podcast. This is too controversial.
I feel like Dick Dale Clark knows all.
Kurt. Did you call him Dick Dale Clark?
She sure did.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that? I've never heard of him.
I don't know. I think he hosts Rockin' New Year's Eve.
That's how it got confused. You're right.
It was Kirk. So funny. He got on the news and I'm like, oh my God, it's Kirk Dale Clark. And Kevin looks at me like,
how do you know?
Yeah, because he's in. It's like, that's like a. Like,
it's in France.
So far away. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, he's been on our podcast like twice.
But, but am I wrong? Like, that guy knows Muppets. That guy does.
What is Muppets?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because the Muppets most definitely robbed the Louvre, you guys. No?
I'm confused.
You don't think it was Muppets?
I don't get it.
I just think it was the Muppets.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana.
I have 10 things that were normal 30 years ago, but are a luxury now.
I want to hear this. Yeah.
Okay. I would have thought it would be like the other way
that's
around.
Why I was
yeah,
thinking,
that's
right?
That's what makes it intriguing.
Yeah. Talk
right?
about it.
I will
say more about it.
I will. All right. Number one, owning the software that you purchased.
Oh.
Because everything is subscription based now. You don't own any of your software. Like I'm thinking of, and I know Pam is probably as well, the Adobe Creative Suite.
Oh my God, I remember the first time I bought Adobe. Hi, little guy.
Hi, Fran. Oh, hi. Hi. Don't go. Oh, bye.
That was a squirrel, everyone.
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
Just to give you an idea of what we're dealing with here in the studio.
He looked in. He was like, what's going on, you guys?
Do you have any nuts for me?
Can I? We have a bag of pistachios. Do you want some?
So, yes, I remember the first time I bought the Adobe product, and it got shipped to me in a box with all these CDs.
Yes.
I had to download them.
Yes. You owned those CDs, so you could install it.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Now it's computer specific,
everything's
right?
Tracked.
Gotcha.
You subscribe.
Yeah. I know.
You don't own any of the Adobe products anymore.
Yeah. So number two,
concert tickets.
Oh.
Remember when concert tickets were tangible and you owned it and you could transfer it or sell it
and
to whoever you wanted?
And can I tell you, fundraisers are a pain in the arse. when it comes to people donating tickets for anything, because there's no tangible ticket. It's
right.
all digital.
Oh. Right.
So the person that donated it has to communicate with the person that won it. And sometimes that's like kind of 3 or 4 degrees separation.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Number three, and this doesn't make any sense to me because I've never been big on clothing, but I wonder if it makes sense to the two of you, is good quality fabric in clothing. That was normal 30 years ago, but not today.
Yeah, no, you can't buy anything without feeling like it might fall apart.
Yeah, or pill.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I have come to like 10 years ago now, probably. I'm like, I'm not buying anything, which I obviously do at some point, but like some of my staple items of clothing, I want to buy at either like boutiques where it's high quality, almost handmade, rather than like Shein.
Right. But I think that's kind of the point, is that everything was high quality at a regular price.
Right.
Versus now to pay a boutique price for something. Mm-hmm. Like a pair of jeans. Like I have a pair of Madewell jeans that are ridiculously expensive, that are really nice quality and will probably last forever and ever. But that was what jeans felt like 30 years ago.
Right.
That was just, all of them were made that way.
Yeah.
Along those same lines, household products that break within the first few years.
Oh, God. Do you remember when the magic eraser first came out? I could wash a wall forever thing. Now it like disintegrates in the first like 10 feet. And I'm like,
it has to.
I get so, yeah.
It has
but
to.
There's
so
nothing
that
else that works
more.
Like it.
Right.
So you're stuck.
New furniture made out of real wood.
Oh.
That was big 30 years ago, but not today, because everything's made out of particle board.
Yep. Particle board, yeah.
And
you let a kid jump up and down on your couch these days, that's not holding up.
Yeah, you need a new couch,
yeah,
for sure.
We had the couch that had the wooden arms, and then it also had the coffee table that had two cushions on either side with the wooden table in the middle. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We used to jump around our living room.
The floor is lava.
The floor is lava. You can't play that game anymore. Yeah. No, it'll break.
Single income families buying a home.
Oh.
It's impossible nowadays.
You need like two families to buy a home now.
Yeah, or rent an apartment.
Yeah. You need a rental property. I have a friend who just went through a divorce, and yesterday she closed on her duplex that she bought all by herself.
Yeah.
She'll live in one side and she'll rent out the other.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to, as a single person, that's the only way that she could afford to buy a home.
Make it work.
And make it her own. So
my dad worked full time and my mom worked part time, not because she had to, but because she wanted to.
Right.
And
we didn't
grow up rich by any means, but we had a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We owned it.
I remember when we moved from Calais to Aroostook County, my mom, it was so far away that my mom chose our house out of a book. And she was like, that's where I want to live. She had no idea where it was. She was just like, that's the house I want. It was $35,000. Mm. It was a huge farmhouse, a 4-bedroom farmhouse on 5 acres of land for $35,000.
Oh, jeez.
Can you even imagine?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Insane. Yeah. Both of you have flown recently, so you can speak to this. Leg room on an airplane.
That's not a thing. I've gotten to a place where I volunteer to help out in the exits on Southwest.
100%.
Like, I'll do it. I'll save the babies. Put me by the door. I don't care.
Save
Give me more space.
Sarah's wearing a cape.
I will.
And
I would
that will
save
be
the babies.
Debatable, depending on what kind of situation we actually get into.
Yeah,
right.
No, I mean, I'd save the babies either way, but if I had a little more leg room, I wouldn't cramp up.
Number 7, 10 things that were normal 30 years ago, but are a luxury now, and this affects everyone. Affordable health care.
Oh, God, health care.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Pretty bad.
Richest country in the world. Are we?
No.
No.
As Sarah takes her final sip.
Sarah finished
Fireball,
it. Yay.
Blaze an apple.
How about privacy?
That doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
No.
We actually welcome it now. The invasion of our privacy.
Yeah.
By owning
a phone.
Our devices.
I know. That's what kills me when Kevin's like, I don't want to download an app. I don't want to do this. I don't want to. I'm like, they have
everything
already.
Everything
about it. It doesn't matter.
You.
And it makes you wonder how we got here. How did we get, like, from 30 years ago being so protective of our privacy to now carrying around devices that we know listen to us and market to us?
Because it makes our lives
so much
convenient.
Easier.
I wouldn't say easier. And it was the gradualness of it. I don't think people understood. Yep. And people didn't know that's what was happening. And then by the time we found out, it was too late.
Yep. Number 9, calling a company and getting a person on the other end of the phone.
Is that a thing?
How many of you guys, I mean, I know I have, on a call, you're like, associate, just give me
a
somebody. Like,
yes.
You go through all these options, English, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then finally you get to where you think you're finally going to talk to a person. You're still not to a person. You're like.
Yeah. And the final thing that was normal 30 years ago, but is a luxury now, advertising that was only displayed in television, print, and radio. Now, advertising is everywhere.
Everywhere.
YouTube, streaming services, websites, social media, Amazon. Wherever you look, there's advertising.
What's that called?
Fencing.
Geofencing, where they find out where you are and then you see them, you know, no matter what website you're cruising, no matter what social media platform you're using, you're getting ads even specifically to your location, which is interesting.
And you remember back in the day, like when you paid for cable or you paid for any service, entertainment service, there was no advertising because that was the trade-off.
Right.
It's like if you want advertising, you need to look at free TV. You need to listen to free radio.
Right.
But if you pay for this service, you're not getting advertising.
You shouldn't be.
That was one of the benefits. But now it's like, oh yeah, by the way.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, so we're going to end the show with 3 random questions with just the 3 of us today. This one is interesting to me, because I've never even thought about it. And I wonder if either of you have.
All right.
How do you define cheating in a relationship?
I think anytime you're doing anything that you wouldn't openly tell your partner.
I agree.
Agreed 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. If there's something you are eliminating or avoiding telling them, there's a reason for that. And I consider that cheating.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was thinking as well.
Right. Anything you can't be honest about with your partner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They walk into the room and you're throwing your phone down and switching.
Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't be talking to that person.
Right.
Or, yeah. Agreed.
What is your biggest irrational phobia?
Oh, my God. It's not a phobia, but it's a fear. I'm afraid I'm going to go into a porta potty and it's going to tip over.
Okay.
That's my biggest fear.
That is.
Second biggest fear also involves a porta potty. I might accidentally drop my either phone or keys inside of it.
Ooh, yeah.
That's my next biggest fear.
I have a thought about porta potties as well. I think that if you have ever complained about the condition of a porta potty, you really didn't need to go that bad.
I agree.
And I can. that was me at the New Orleans Marathon.
Oh.
I had to go real bad. And the porta potty, and this was halfway through the marathon, and the porta potties were in horrible condition.
I am sure we're in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And halfway through.
And I'm like, I tried not to touch anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if I wasn't in here, I would be out there doing what I'm doing in here. And
so
I'm really not going to complain.
No. It's all good.
It's all good. The only thing I could think of, and Sarah's example made me think of this, is I'm not a huge fan of elevators. I think, you know, I've never been stuck in an elevator, but every time I enter an elevator, I'm like,
you think about it.
It's
a moment of gravity.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Well, imagine if you weren't closed inside of a building, if you were just on a wide open platform going up in the air. That would be absolutely terrifying.
100%. Yeah.
So why should it be any different just because you're enclosed in a building. Right. Like, you should have a moment of fear.
Yeah. And it's mechanical, and mechanical things break all the time. So that it creeps me out a little bit. Plus, I don't mind taking stairs.
Right.
I take stairs whenever I can.
Me too.
Like when I go to Walmart or Home Depot, I park in the lot that's next to the gas station because I don't mind walking.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm very protective of Ruby. So
yeah, it's like I'm able to walk. I don't need to park 2 feet from the door.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. That's why I was like, I don't know if I can answer this one. An irrational phobia. Failure.
That's not irrational.
Yeah, I think that's ingrained in us.
That's just upbringing.
That's the only thing. Like, I mean, honestly, at this point in my life, I'm not scared of much. Claustrophobic. Like, if I'm enclosed into a small space, nope. Or, like, another thing, getting caught in weeds in, like, when I'm in a lake. There's a lot. And I think that started when I lived in Texas, because the Texas lakes are, like, mucky, so you can't see. And then there's a lot of, like, stuff on the bottom. And people aren't good swimmers in Texas. And there's a ton of drownings in the lakes in Texas because they get stuck and no one can see anything. It's not like you can just be like, oh, there he is. It's like cloudy.
Yeah.
So I, you know, started thinking.
I'm never leaving Maine. All right, ready?
Yes.
You guys know the answer to this question for me, so I want to know the answer for you. What fictional character, either in a book or a movie or a television show, do you have a beef with?
What's yours?
Mark, who's mine?
Oh, is it Chevy Chase?
Yes, Clark W. Griswold. Yes.
Clark W. Griswold. Sarah hates him with a passion.
That guy is the worst.
The worst.
I mean, I can only think of one, but only because it's a show we're watching right now. And I don't even like the show. Kevin picked it and started it, so we're just trying to, like, finish it. It's a show called Animal Kingdom. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's... I don't even know how to describe it. It's about a family that they're outlaws. You know, they just pretty much steal for a living. And the mom is, and I use the word mom loosely. She was mom to only two kids. And one of her children died of a drug overdose. And then she has these other sons that she like quasi-adopted. Mm. I don't really know for sure. But this woman is just evil, for one, and two, is a bad actress. So I'm just like, and she just died in the series. So like, yes, I don't want to watch her anymore.
Mark, do you have one?
I don't know. I'm racking my brain here. Yeah. I don't think, I don't get really emotionally attached to any television show or movie. I was obsessed with Breaking Bad only because it was so good. Everyone in it was really good.
Yeah.
And I was I don't
dislike someone.
Yeah, I don't really have a beef with anyone. No. I think the fact that you hate Clark Griswold so much is a testament to how good Chevy Chase is at playing him.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so that's how I look at it. I think if I don't like someone in a movie or a TV show, it's because they're doing a good job and I'm supposed to hate them.
Right.
Yeah, I apologize. I don't have an answer, but I try not to let entertainment affect me too much emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's entertainment. It's supposed to be.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Right? Mostly.
Mostly.
Luckily.
There it is.
That's our show, folks. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DuBois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to our guest, Pam Ashby, via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say,